Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Miller. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Ratliff. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Danny Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to third. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is hit by the pitch. Reese moves to second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Killebrew tags and scores. Reese tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to home to get Reese. Ratliff moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar scores. Holt moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Holt scores. Oliva moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Barry Moore now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ratliff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reese moves to second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reese scores. Ratliff moves to third. It's 5-0, Twins. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ratliff tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Twins. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first, with more covering, for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive towards the mound. Moore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Josephson moves to second. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reese. The throw from Josephson, and McCraw drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ratliff hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reese scores. Cardenas moves to second. It's 8-0, Twins. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar is hit by the pitch. Cardenas moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cardenas scores. Thompson scores. Tovar moves to second. It's 10-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Barry Moore. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tovar. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 10-1, Twins. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio scores. Two outs. It's 10-2, Twins. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva, who is chasing the ball. Josephson reaches third base with a triple. McCraw scores. It's 10-3, Twins. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Stan Williams now pitching. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoop hits a line drive towards third. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich McKinney now playing third base. Rich Morales now playing second base. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ratliff is hit by the pitch. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. he has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Cardenas reaches second base with a double. Ratliff goes all the way around to score. It's 11-3, Twins. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney juggles the ball. That's an error on McKinney. Herman Hill pinch runs for Cesar Tovar. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Holt hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McKinney. Hill moves to third. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Frank Quilici pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reese is hit by the pitch. Hill scores. Oliva moves to third. Quilici moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-3, Twins. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Ratliff hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing second base. Herman Hill now playing center field. Danny Thompson now playing third base. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Josephson strikes out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Spence pinch hits for Floyd Weaver. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.